my part. You know that's my part. You know that's my part.
Situation.
Somebody help me. Today's situation is actually a good one. This is something that you can attend. You can send your kids to during CIAA week. A great weekend. And it's absolutely free. And a lot of y'all need to get involved in this profession because you're involved in a different type of way. But you can get involved in a good type of way. Miss Jessica, we got in the building.
We have Miss Erin Taylor. We also have Mr. Shamik Thompson. And we have Judge Ricky McCoy Mitchell in the Madhouse. Let's give him a round of applause.
Oh, yeah. We got the whole legal team in the building. We got Angela, we got Ghost Lawyer, and then we got the judge about to sentence Ghost to die. No, I'm just kidding.
And the judge is actually a wonderful way for us to end our African Black History Month because she is the longest serving district court judge in Mecklenburg County.
Come on now.
African American female, too. African American female.
She is Black Girl Magic.
You better say that.
So, Judge Ricky, what made you want to even get into the profession of law?
Well, first of all, thank you for allowing us to be here. We're excited. And thinking about law was even from a high school standpoint because I would see people who were involved in the legal profession but didn't see people that looked like me.
Yeah.
Did see people who were otherwise involved in the law, which represented a lot of us. And I wanted to be able to do something that could positively impact lives.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, being in the legal profession does that directly.
Yep.
And being on the bench now also means that sometimes we're really affecting people's lives as far as life and death. Could be termination of parental rights. So very serious situations that you want to make sure that people can see themselves because the bench should reflect what our community is.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely very important. Shamik, and you're an attorney.
Yes, sir.
So you're kind of young. So what made you want to get into law and take this profession on?
It was the next step for me as far as personal growth and another way for me to impact the community. I've always been someone who's been fortunate enough to receive a lot of help growing up. And I wanted to return that tenfold. And what better way than to help people who look like me and come from my situation legally to actually make a difference that way was the reason why I decided to go to law school.
Now, do you think, this is a question for all three of you, do you think that seeing more of people of color as attorneys, as judges, that will help them understand what maybe some of the children or the adults who are of color also who come through the courtroom, who may be in trouble, who may get arrested, who may have a case, do you think that helps sometimes in trying to understand what it is that they're going through or why they even did what they did? Not serious cases, but some of the smaller ones.
Well, I think for me, I have so many clients. Being able to identify with your clients is a huge part of.
Hold on, that's Erin, right? You're the federal attorney.
I am.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Larry described her as Angela.
Angela from Power.
But she's just in case you need to understand the role.
But she's the defender. You know, Angela's the prosecutor. Yes. She's a defender. She's a federal defender.
Well, this one sitting in here is real. Whatever you want to call it.
But go ahead.
I mean, it's difficult coming into the system and not seeing people who look like you and who you can identify with. You don't think that person can truly help you. And so our clients, being able to see people who look like them, know that we understand where they came from and understand what they're going to be going through.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Forward. And so, I mean, I was in law school. There was only 4 people of color in my class.
Wow.
And so coming into the federal defender system, seeing that the majority of my clients are people of color and there aren't as many lawyers of color, I think it really impacts the representation of the people.
No doubt.
Which is why you all are putting together this great program. Talk to us a little bit about what's going to be taking place this weekend.
Absolutely. So this weekend, Saturday, March 2nd, we have a one-day event. It's our 12th annual Diversity Day Conference from 9:30 in the morning to 2 o'clock at night. We have wonderful speakers, keynote speaker, and Judge Carla Archie, who just received the Julius L. Chamber Diversity Champion Award, which is an award given to someone who has unquestionable integrity and high ethical standards. Not only that, we have free lunch and breakfast for everyone who attends. Registration is currently closed right now, but we do accept walk-ins. Every year we have a ton of walk-ins come in. Last minute, we have plenty of room, food, and great people for them to come out and meet.
So this will be for anybody who is interested in getting into the legal profession. All right, so coming up, man, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this. It's absolutely free. We're going to tell you exactly where it is. So if you want to know where it is and how you can get there, we're going to tell you that when we come back. So keep it locked. Spot out of here.
No limit, liberty.
Celebrate diversity.
Spot out of here, WPG, Charlotte's Plug for New Hip Hop and Up. Y'all be cutting up inside the matter. We back. We back on situations. We got company, y'all.
You letting us know?
Yeah, I'm letting y'all know.
You have completely embarrassed me in front of these people.
You didn't say purple. He told y'all that false scripture.
I didn't say nothing. That's wrong. See, that's how I know you don't know nothing, because the scripture wasn't false. It was just the wrong one.
Yeah, it's still false. See? If it ain't the right one, it's false. Who we got in the building, Miss Jessica?
Oh, my goodness. Y'all, I got to get my mind right. We are talking about a great program, increasing diversity in the legal profession. The conference is going down this weekend. We have Miss Aaron Taylor, Mr. Shamik Thompson, and the longest serving district court judge in Mecklenburg County, Judge Ricky McCoy Mitchell, is also joining us here in the Madhouse. So before we left, you gave the information about the conference. It is going down this Saturday, March 2nd. Our registration is closed, but you all are allowing walk-ups.
Absolutely.
And it's from 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. Y'all are going to be talking about careers in the legal profession. What careers will you be covering, talking about? And, you know, folks, when they look at careers, they always want to know how much they pay.
Yes.
How much they pay. So how much can people make with these different careers in the law profession?
Okay.
Go ahead, Judge.
There are lots of different professions that you can look at. And what I always tell our young people in our program and other places, just because you get your law license doesn't mean you have to practice. When we think about folks who are on these commentaries like the CNN, or we may think about talk show hosts or people that own their own business, it comes in handy. So it can fluctuate when you're talking about how much money you make. Unfortunately, our public interest attorneys, who are some of our best attorneys and who work very hard, are our lowest paid ones. They can be looking at, well, now with the increase, maybe about $40,000. For the federal, we look at what?
It varies. It can start as low as 40.
So we can look at
that. How much you make, Miss Aaron?
No, don't you do that.
I'm just playing.
You are in contempt.
Look at she looking at her. She about to throw your ass in jail, Larry.
You
keep
on feeling like I'm about to throw out today.
Excuse me, not jail. You going to prison. They go to prison over there.
She looked at me like, boy, I'm about to investigate you right now.
You
are under investigation. You are under investigation. I'm just playing. Miss Aaron. I'm just kidding.
Don't investigate me. Y'all don't need
me. If y'all hear Larry's voice getting smaller, it's because she's walking him out of here in tough.
Let me call my lower
end. On the higher end, what are we looking at?
We still can look at different professions that you're involved in, and particularly in the legal profession. You can have private attorneys who make millions of dollars. You can have probably more like on the judge level. You're looking at somewhere around $110,000 and up, depending upon how many years you look at.
Wow.
So it can go from one extreme to the other.
And this program that you all are doing this weekend is open to high school students, but it's also open to undergraduate students, which I think is a great opportunity for them to get, you know, additional knowledge from experts in the field. Can you all talk a little bit about that, what you all will be talking about and teaching?
We'll have several panels. One would include law school admissions officers. We'll have panels with the various attorneys talking about to our students about whether or not to be a lawyer. You can have a law degree, like Judge Ricky McCoy Mitchell just said, but you don't have to practice. You can do a number of things. We'll have a panel about that. We'll have a panel solely for parents as well, because Dope. Parents are going to want to know, well, how much is this going to cost my child or me?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a panel for parents so they can understand what the process is regarding getting into law school and what to expect.
It's going down this Saturday, absolutely free. So now you said, Shamik, you said the registration was closed, but what time are y'all taking walk-ins? Because registration was from 9 to 9:30, so what time are you taking walk-ins?
We will take walk-ins at any point in time. We'll be setting up early, so anytime they want to get there before 9:30, we're definitely accepting. If you got to roll in a little late because it's Saturday, that's fine as well. We're just happy to have people come.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And get this information.
So we want them to be there as early as possible, because every panel, every keynote address, all of the information involved there is critical. We don't, unfortunately, sometimes in our own community, get access to programs like this.
Right.
So a big part of this is making sure our young people can walk in their visions, so they can see people that look like them, they know what the possibilities are, and they get the full information. You can network literally with judges and lawyers and law school admissions, which is not something I was able to do at the time I went to law school.
Yeah.
So this was a big piece.
And it's absolutely free this Saturday. 9 to 9:30 is the registration. The conference is from 9:30 to 2 at the Mecklenburg County Bar and Foundation Center, which is right on the west side, 2850 Zeblon Avenue. That's 2850 Zeblon Avenue. Do you have a website that folks can go by and get more information?
www.mecbar.org.
One more time.
www.mecbar.org.
All right. Let me ask all of you, do y'all do like any outside mentoring, like for do y'all take young folks in and just do outside mentoring, like kind of let them see what you do on your job?
Oh, definitely. I think some of the judges get different reputations about what they focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is mentoring. I believe if we can pour positively into our young people, there are no limits. So I do that a lot. I go speak to a lot of schools, especially our elementary schools, so that they can see judges that look like them. And I always take a robe, an extra robe with me, so that they can actually put the robe on feel that.
What about you, Aaron? You do any mentoring?
Absolutely. And actually, we have attorneys in our office who do lunch with the lawyer program, where we mentor elementary school students and take them out to lunch once a month. And if anyone wants to shadow us, we're more than welcome to have a number of students come through our office, and they can shadow us whenever we're available.
Shamik?
And I'm part of that same program that does lunch with a lawyer, so we definitely are out in the community mentoring. As in this profession, you constantly are being mentored as well as mentoring people that are coming behind you. So that's just something that we want to pass on and continue to work with in the community.
Now, for that student that may be listening now at this very moment, because they may not understand what goes into becoming an attorney or becoming a judge, what would you tell them to keep them focused, to keep them on the right path? Because some may get discouraged because you go through undergrad and then you go through law school, and even when you're done with law school, you still have to pass the bar, and it's all this, that, and the third. What would you tell them to keep them encouraged?
I'd say just stay committed. You may not know right now what you want, but you need the foundational education to build off of that going into law school. It's a lot of reading, it's a lot of writing, it's a lot of thinking. So it's a great way to change your current mindset and develop a mindset that allows you to be critical. Not only the legal aspect, because there's tons of jobs out there that don't require you to pass the bar exam. But I definitely would say that.
Speaking of the Lunch with a Lawyer program, I used to work in the schools, and I've seen that program in action. The kids love that program. So kudos to you all. Hand claps to you all for participating in that program, because they love it. It is a wonderful program. So sort of go along with what Burpee's saying, and we'll get your answer after the break. But I wanted to ask you all, for the high school senior that wants to be a lawyer, what route should they take going into college? What should they study? What should they major in? Because I know there are a lot of different options and for people. My brother is a lawyer, and when he was in undergraduate at Johnson C. Smith, there were a lot of people telling them, major in this, major in that. So what is the option for undergraduates? We'll get your answer when we come back from break.
Don't limit liberty.
Find your...
598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Me, Aaron Taylor is my new friend. The federal the federal defender here in Mecklenburg County is my new friend. And all my homeboys out there, I got somebody on our team, baby, y'all. I got somebody on my team, baby. Listen,
she
baby.
She's blushing right now.
No, no. I got somebody on the team, baby. Hey. Listen, Aaron is down for the call.
She does not know you.
I just discovered it. I said, we asked the question that we asked on our great debate yesterday, which was what?
Yesterday's great debate was, does cereal go in the cabinet or the pantry, cabinet/pantry, yeah, or on top of the refrigerator?
And she said on the fridge. She grew up like me. We didn't grow up with a pantry. We had to put it on the refrigerator.
But you have a pantry now, like Shamik pointed out.
You are a creature of your habits, or you do what you learn. Okay. That's what I learned. That's how I grew up.
Okay.
Speaking of great debates, I just got a great answer about this straw.
Okay, which we asked.
The answer is, or the question for the debate is: does a straw have two holes or one? How many holes does a straw have? And this answer says none. It's a pipe. If a toilet pipe had a hole, you would have bleep everywhere.
You know what?
That's a good answer.
No, it's not.
No, that's not. You could have said that for off the air. We're going to get back to our conversation.
That's a good answer.
Before we went to break, I asked you all about what should a high school senior that is going to college and wants to pursue a career as a lawyer, what should they study in undergraduate? Because there's so many people that'll say, study this, study that. What should they study, and what did you all study?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
An undergraduate.
I would say study what you love.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want to do is hate school. There are no requirements for what major you have to get into law school. Mm. I majored in math. But I made sure I took classes that, you know, were electives that I enjoyed, music, those sorts of things. I did not restrict myself when I was an undergrad because you want to enjoy school.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be committed if you're learning the things you love to learn.
Mm.
But be sure you take classes that allow you to think critically, because that's what you're going to need in law school.
Mm. And in the madhouse, we have Judge Ricky McCoy in the building. And we have
Ricky McCoy Mitchell.
We have federal defender in the building, Miss Aaron Taylor, and attorney Mr. Shamik Thompson in the building, talking about diversity in the legal profession, which is Saturday. Absolutely free program, man. Bring the kids out. It's absolutely free from 9:30 until 2 at the Mecklenburg County Bar Association?
Bar Center.
Bar Center, going down this Saturday. So make sure you come out and join us. You know, something great to do doing CIAA.
Looking for high school students and undergraduate students and their parents to come out to this conference and receive some great information. If you're even just thinking about a career in law or anything like that, this would be a great time for you to get information and sort of see what route you want to take.
Right, and I think as Ms. Taylor said, you don't have to have a particular major. You do want to focus on courses, literary courses, where you do reading, writing, research, because that's what you will be doing when you get to law school. The other point I think you asked earlier about what can the person who's looking forward to or maybe looking forward to becoming a lawyer, or what should they do in undergrad? The other thing I would say, because we now have people in places that we never did before, public defenders, federal public defender's office, and private practice on the bench, use your resources. Maximize those resources. Ask if you can come shadow, if you can come talk to people. I think most of us are willing to do that, and that gives you a real good sense of whether you want to do that or not. You may be interested in another area. But maximize the resources. If somebody says, no, I can't do it, ask the next person. Mm-hmm. They'll say yes. And that kind of experience is invaluable.
No doubt. So, Aaron, you know, I got a lot of homeboys that get in different situations.
Oh, my goodness.
I be trying to get them legal advice. So I want to know if I can come shout at you. Because I, you know, I know a little bit. So I'm just trying to know if I can come learn some more. Can I come shadow you?
Yes. I encourage everyone to come shadow us. Come sit in the courtroom and see what really goes down. Ooh, I mean, that's the best way to learn.
Boy, listen.
Y'all are showing out today.
If you want to laugh.
It's not me today. It is not me.
Listen.
Somebody playing with these legal folks up in here.
We need Aaron on the team.
I don't know. They know.
I don't know. You know how football have a signing day? We need to sign Aaron like a signing day. We
need to don't need to have Aaron on my team. I am a good citizen.
Bourbon, you need to sign Aaron to the
I'm
team.
An upstanding citizen of the United States of America.
With no driver's license.
Still waiting to get my license.
Burpee? No,
I ain't snitching.
I just want to know. I just want to tell y'all. If y'all see Burpee in the courtroom in a few weeks.
Oh my goodness.
Y'all go lean on him, okay, Judge? Go lean on him.
He's not going to see me.
He meant well.
Hello, Uber.
He driving right now downstairs. He got a black camera. He got a black camera. It ain't
no,
been washed in
not.
Seven
no, he is not. No, he is
it
not.
It ain't been washed in 7 weeks.
No,
you know it. You know
not.
It. I just want to thank y'all for being in the building this morning. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
And thank y'all for the information. Charlotte's plug is Pot Out of 8.
Took a shot at Henny. I've been going crazy, and say my whole hood got...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.